Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hi, Nick.
Oh, hello, Anna. It is so nice to see you.
Yes, you as well. I hope you've been doing delicious.
I have been eating myself to stay alive. I don't know if you can see this, but I scratched my arm so hard yesterday that I made it bleed just from an itch. And
oh my God.
I think that's how I'm doing. Back to you, Anchor.
Wait, from an itchy, you just scratched so hard, yeah. You scraped yourself off?
Yeah, I scraped myself off. That's what the kids are calling it these days.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened. I hope you take care of yourself.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know what? This isn't the worst thing to happen to me this week. The worst thing to happen to me this week is what they did to Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Look, you guys may have heard this.
What was the time? How many hours was it between the time that they fired her to the time that they decided we got to wrap it up? I mean, it was the same time of day.
No, it was the next day, right?
I don't know.
Remember, because I went out for dinner and got the cake. Rachel got all like, and then.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, sometimes I'm sorry. I didn't pay attention that well.
Okay.
What are you going to do about it?
I mean, not much.
That's right. Next question.
What?
Yes. OAN.
No. We're not talking about OAN on here. All right, guys. We are talking Below Deck, Season 8, Episode 16, the motherfucking finale, bitches. And guess what?
Yeah!
This episode is just Nick and I. We thought we'd bring it back to the old ways for a...
Look, daps and slaps. It's my favorite kind of way to do it, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not because we forgot to book a guest, because that would be
we
so
we purposefully
us.
Didn't book a guest.
We'll explain later. But anyway, Below Deck, Season 8, Episode 16. Let's just get into it, because there is so much to discuss on this episode and little time. It's the finale.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's the pop-off episode.
Oh,
this is the one we've been waiting for them to be like, oh, coronavirus is real.
Yeah, but also what we were waiting for was Elizabeth to straight give it to Francesca. It just never happened. God, she had so many chances to just hand Francesca her fucking ass and everyone would have clapped her off the boat, but she didn't do it.
That's not her way. She's not all about giving like negative energy. Like, she's not malicious. And I feel like I keep saying that because like, I could
no,
be Team Francesca.
That is so much different. Maliciousness and just standing up for yourself are two different things. That moment where Francesca is just living in it, where she's like firing her, but she's doing it so slowly to savor the moment. And then she finally delivers the blow. And then when she delivers the blow, Elizabeth is like, what?
I know.
Like
she
didn't
shocked.
See where it was going.
She was shocked. Which is like,
oh, it's so
not...
stupid. It makes me lose all respect for her. Just be like, later, you fucking twad.
That's the thing. It's like, she's not, like I said, she's not malicious. She's just a dum-dum. Like, she's literally just like, oh, I wasn't aware. And then you're like, well, how could you not be aware? And she's like, I don't know. I just wasn't. And so, like, her being so shocked. Well, we'll get into it. So we continue with Francesca firing Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is shocked. She's devastated. She's crying.
What?
Yeah. She's like, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do.
What? You never said thing before this.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars.
There couldn't have been any
signs.
Can I
just get like 45 minutes with my spiritual advisor?
There were no signs pointing to this. How was I supposed to know?
Captain, I'm so sorry what I've done to you.
He's like, You're perfect too. I'm also sorry.
What?
Sorry about that.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sorry.
Can we just go out to eat and talk about this?
I'm probably the most sorry person you'll ever meet.
Why don't we get an apartment together and just talk about this for a few months?
Nah, I'm sorry.
Ooh, where is this coming from?
I said I'm sorry.
All right, well, what's that? Hold on, hello? Yeah, there's going to be a big problem with coronavirus and we have to leave. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I got to finish firing Elizabeth.
Wait, you switched to Captain Lee? Okay. Well,
yeah,
anyway.
I switched to Captain Lee.
All right. That was weird.
Classic. Classic. Yeah. Ass cat.
And so Elizabeth is like begging Francesca to stay and being like, talk to Captain Lee. And Francesca's like, I actually made the call. Oh, I want you gone.
Oh,
Yeah, Elizabeth, come on. You knew that. Francesca's like, well, you've been really shitty to me and you've been talking about everyone to me. And it's like, bitch, that's such bullshit. You talk about everyone or you talk about her to everyone. So like, what the fuck ever? Everyone talks to each other because they're on a boat and they're stuck and they need to like get it out so they don't hold it all in. And also, Elizabeth has not done anything on purpose to fuck with Francesca. Like, Francesca likes to make it sound like Elizabeth is doing everything to her personally. And it's like, no, she's just bad at her job, but also just like a kind, sweet person who's not coming for you. She's just doing her, and doing her is just not great at her job. So I don't know. I love that Elizabeth's like, that's how I've been feeling. Like, you've been acting towards me because like I'm stupid and just here and you're like so mean. And I'm like, exactly. That's why I just can't be on Team Francesca, because like, no matter how bad Elizabeth is at her job and deserves to be fired, I just can't respect someone who's like trying to turn everything around and being like, you're doing this to me, when it's like, no, bitch.
No, I don't think there's anyone to respect here. I've lost respect for every person on this show.
How so?
Is there, okay, Izzy, of course we respect Izzy. She's not even in the conversation anymore. Fucking duh. She should be every job.
Mm. Oops, Izzy? Oops all Izzy's?
Yes, he is.
Oops all Izzy's.
Oops all Izzy's. That season wouldn't even be fun because it would just run so perfect.
Yeah, like all the beach picnics are just perfect.
Yeah, and then at the end you hear that like three of the Izzy's like had been paralyzed and you couldn't even tell because they worked through it.
She's a great worker. She's good at her job. She wasn't great in interior.
Managerial position?
No, interior when she was working as a stew. But you know, what are you going to do? She was slower than
it took her a while to find her feeding again. Footing.
Her feeding. Yeah.
Feeding.
Well, so Rachel says that there's been a lot of issues with service and it's not just Elizabeth. And this is bullshit because there's two charters left and Elizabeth is close to her heart and it's unfair. And I gotta say, like, Rachel's, she's a real one. If she's your friend and she likes you, she is so loyal. She is so loyal.
No, she has too much of an alcohol problem to be loyal.
I don't know. She was right about James.
No, there's some point when you flip, when you're like in a blackout, that you're not a good friend anymore. No matter how good a friend you are when you're sober.
I don't know. She was right about
James. And she gets to that point where it's like, you know, just going and singing with that band, like, you know, getting in fights with everyone. Every time she gets, it's so dark and mean when she gets wasted. You know, she doesn't get points for being like a great person because she has such a dark side that comes out so frequently. And if you're friends with her, you're going to be there when that happens a lot.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to say, if you're her homie,
the point you're trying to make isn't as serious then.
Yes, it is.
This is life and death. Captain Lee lost his son. Why can't you see that?
Oh, wait. No, okay. You're all over the place. I'm saying
he wishes that Eddie was his son.
Yes, I agree with all this. Well, you're just on some tangent. I'm saying if Rachel...
Captain Lee often wears white polos.
Okay, I hate you right now, you motherfucker. Okay, I'm just saying Rachel has your back. She was right about James. James turned out to be a fucking piece of shit. He didn't even give a shit. Elizabeth got kicked off the boat. He's just like, bye, easy for me. I don't have to break up with you. And then, like, she was going to order Elizabeth a cake. Like, she had her back the whole time, and she was upset when they, like, all ate her cake. Like,
I couldn't tell you three things Rachel made this season. Not three things. I know she made mahi. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back into this.
Name. I mean, she made those, I don't know why she gets so much credit for her food.
Because it looks good as fuck, and she's so creative.
But no one remembers it. It's boring. You don't get credit for having good food because you ruined Below Deck.
I don't remember any of the food, but also I...
None!
I mean, least like, memorable any of chef the shoot, on earth. No. Oh my God, you are drunk. You're out of control.
She's got an attitude. Great.
She's great.
Put it on the plate,
she's
lady.
One of the most memorable chefs probably on this show. Also, I remember her... No. Her sweet...
It goes Matt, Mila, Anastasia,
do
ben,
you recall when
Adam,
she made...
The serial killer, than her.
She made the waffles out of sweet potatoes. Pretty cool. She took like sweet potato tater tots and then put them in a waffle maker and fried them into a... I mean, like, come on, man. Fuck you. I don't believe you. I think you're just saying this stuff to say this stuff. And you know what? I respect that.
Like, I'm trying to just make content. I know, you know what I'm saying? I've never actually had an opinion that differed from yours.
That's why I've said someone reached out to us about something and I was like, you just know, like, we don't really care about anything.
Imagine if we took this off air.
Yeah, like you,
how
we really
dare
have,
you say that?
Our
we
opinions
don't care
are not,
for 1 second.
Yeah, like I as soon as I stop recording, I don't remember what I've said.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah. I love that there's someone out there worried about us.
Well, they were like, because they, of they what were like, we don't. About. And shout out to the person who reached out to us. Like, I don't agree with. She like reached out. And she was like, I'm assuming she. I'm sorry, I should say they. They were like, I don't agree with Anna's take that Captain Lee should be able to take the tips. And I was like, you know, I really don't care, right? I just don't really care. I just, you know, we got to like create content. You know how it is. You know, I just got to keep it moving. You know, I just got to agree or disagree with whatever Nick says. That's how we move. Yeah, what are you going to do? And she was like,
you know
oh,
what? That's
okay.
Funny. That's funny. Captain Lee really did stop stealing tips this season.
He did?
Yeah,
you
he finally
that?
Stopped. I think because he, you know, honestly, the only thing that changed was he heard our podcast.
Oh, you think he's like, Nick Turner doesn't like when I take these tips?
Yeah, because we came out in January last year. So
February.
We were out though this whole filming of this whole season.
We came out February last year.
Well, it doesn't change anything.
Okay, jeez. Well, anyway.
And, well, sorry, we started recording in January. You're right. All right?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I can't wait to argue about this with you after we are done recording.
Yeah, yeah. This will go on in our... Like, we have, like... You know those when people send, like, paragraph-long texts to each other? That's, like, what all our texts look like. Not just me sending something and Nick reacting to it with a thumbs up or anything like that.
That is how you talk to me on text, yes. And that's my policy. I respond to every third text from you.
Thank you. If that. Elizabeth, yeah, keeps begging Francesca for another chance. And then the way Francesca's looking at her is she's like kind of smiling, like she's enjoying telling her no.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah. And so Rachel helps Elizabeth pack while Elizabeth just like cries. And James says he actually never caught feelings for Elizabeth. And he's telling everyone that he's fine. Everyone's like, ha, James, you're so savage, dude. And I'm like, drown him.
A lot of people, after they fire someone, like Captain Lee, after he fires someone, he doesn't see that person again.
No.
Like, they leave his office, and then he doesn't. But Francesca, she followed her around the boat, talking to her, just staring at her.
Like, you want me to grab your bag? You want me to
really
throw your bag off the board?
It.
I'll throw your bag off the board.
Yeah, she's like, you want me to take your bags down? And I'm like, no, I want to throw you down the stairs.
Yeah.
So I don't want you holding my bag when I do it.
Yeah. No.
What a fucking jerk.
She was trying to get her off that boat ASAP while Elizabeth was like crying. What a
jerk. Just go somewhere else and hang out, have a cigarette with Hannah.
Well, that's what she does. So Izzy says she thinks it was all personal that Francesca fired Elizabeth, and Ash's fake ass gives Elizabeth a hug and says she feels guilty, but this actually should have happened a few charters ago. And it's like, you fake ass bitch. Even though on her after show last week, she was like, I've never been fake. I've actually never been fake. And I'm like, you are the fakest person. It was really tense.
I'm only fake.
Yeah, just
it's not a bad thing.
She was like, oh, I'm going to miss you. It's like, bitch, you have been trying to get her fired this whole time. So quit it. No one believes
quit
you.
Quit it.
This show is filmed. It'll come out. And wow. It did come out.
Wow.
But yeah, so after Francesca throws Elizabeth's luggage overboard, everyone lines up to say goodbye to Elizabeth, except Ash and Francesca, who just stay inside. And that, that's how you know who the meanies are.
Yeah, as every season, deck crew cool, inside crew cruel.
Nice. Cool v. cruel. So Elizabeth says when an opportunity closes like this, a compass will point her in a new path. And she believes in karma. So what goes around comes around, Francesca. That's the
energy
she brings.
I hope I never hear from Elizabeth again.
Well, she's going to be on the reunion episode. So good luck, bitch. That's funny. Okay, sorry.
All right. Yeah, you got me.
So Rachel thinks service is fucked. And now that Elizabeth's gone, who's Francesca going to blame all the service issues on? And everyone's families are reporting back about how bad Corona's getting. And they get ready to go out for dinner. And at dinner, they keep talking about Corona. And Eddie's like, yeah, it looks like the next 2 weeks are going to be really bad. And then it'll get better. Yeah. Okay, so they bring out at dinner, the restaurant brings out Elizabeth's birthday cake that Rachel had planned. And Rachel is not happy because everyone is just eating it with forks. And she says, the waitress comes over and goes, oh, you guys started without, before I could bring you knives. And Rachel literally says, oh, we don't need knives because it's already in someone's back.
Oh, yeah.
She's implying Francesca stabbed Elizabeth in the back, which I was like, yeah. See, that's a real one. A real one tells you what's up. She goes, it's in her back. We fucked her over. She's not here to enjoy her own birthday cake.
Well, I believe a real one would say it's in her back. Okay. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to leave the group. I'm not going to make everyone afraid of what I'm about to do. I'm not going to make no one want to get in the cab with me. I'm just going to sit here and continue to be a normal person because I'm not blackout drunk right now.
Valid point. So Rachel gets so upset and she's pissed that Francesca is celebrating Elizabeth being gone. And she basically walks away in anger, being like, that's bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. That is fucking bullshit. You know what this is? This is bullshit. Bullshit, I say. Bullshit. Thy be bullshit. She literally says that 50 times in a row. I think she's talking to like a producer that you can't see off camera. And she keeps being like, yeah, it's fucking bullshit, man. Like, I would never do something like that. That's not cool, man. That's bullshit. Like that's some dark shit, man. That's bullshit. And she's like smoking her cigarette, like, yeah, that's fucking bullshit, man. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with these people. These people are bullshit. They're out here just being bullshitters. You know what they are? Bullshit. That's what they are. Bullshit.
Oh, ma'am, sorry, we've got to close up for the night.
No, that's fucking bullshit. Mind, that is fucking bullshit as well.
I understand.
I live in bullshit land.
Right, okay. Well, I hope that's not too far away. Please don't drive.
I shit myself.
That I understand. We open at 10:30 if you want to come back.
Well, you know what? That's also bullshit.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, well, fuck you. This is bullshit.
Shooter, officers.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Well, anyway, so she's doing that, walking around saying everything is bullshit, and she refuses to come back with everyone else and takes a cab by herself.
Cost $145.
Taking a cab by herself?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I'm sure production paid for it.
Nope, they didn't.
How do you know?
I read about it in The Guardian.
In The Guardian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they said they got in a big argument with her, and she said she was going there, and they said they wouldn't pay for it, and she called their bluff, but they ended up not paying for it, and she didn't have any money on her, and so she got arrested that night and taken to, where are they? Thailand? Bahamas?
Okay, you're making jail. This up. You're making this up. You guys, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back to
I'll be right back,
call Nick out.
After these messages, I'll be right back.
And we're back.
And we are back. Thank you, Anna, for agreeing with me one final time.
Yeah. Okay. So so Rachel comes back and she goes in their room with Francesca and she's like, that was handled so poorly. We're in a pandemic and you assholes are frothing over someone's departure. And I'm like, you know what? Rachel's not wrong. I'm sorry. I am Team Rachel on this point. She's upset. That was lame as fuck. They were all like, cake. It's like that was someone's birthday cake that you just fired.
Oh my God. I did. Oh my God.
Oh, shut up. They
That's
literally
crazy.
In the after show had Eddie and Francesca on. They were like, oh, man, we didn't really think about it. We were just like so hungry for dessert. It's like you didn't think about it like at all. Like, it didn't even cross your mind. Like,
okay. Now here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a cake you already paid for. It just eat it.
I don't know. Cause did they pay? I mean, it's hard. I don't know anything. So like, sure. If you had paid for it,
just,
sure.
She's gone. Eat it.
I think the problem was that they were all just like forking it down.
That's not rude. Eating it's not rude. Celebrating that she's gone is rude. Fucking James talking about how, you know, like flirting with Ash. That's rude.
Yeah.
That's rude shit. She's going to see that and fucking die.
Yeah. I mean, facts. It was fucked. I don't know. I thought the whole situation was fucked up, but whatever. It is officially the next day. So Rachel thinks that Francesca's a super bully.
Sorry to cut you cut in, but I have to ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think they're going to do an episode of WandaVision that is in the style of Below Deck?
Maybe like Love Boat.
Do you think they would do a reality show episode?
Probably not, because it's not in like the TV land sphere as much.
Maybe like a dating show. But we're getting closer.
That's true. Yeah, maybe we'll get like a Kardashian.
Malcolm in the Middle was last time.
It's like going to be like, that was Malcolm in the Middle, huh?
Yeah. So who knows? We're this close to Survivor.
That's true. Or like a Kardashian's ep.
Yeah, anything. I think they would be picking any reality show, I think, would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, a tattoo competition show.
I feel like they're more likely to go like dating game show.
Sure. Temptation Island.
No, I meant like the actually
then
like the dating
Captain
game.
America's going to be there. Iron Man's going to be there.
The dating game.
Arrow guy, the guy with arrows is going to be there. Hunter.
Guy with arrows.
Yeah.
What was that one? I don't know. Yeah, who cares?
There's that little tiny guy who's a bug. And his wife's a bug.
Ant-Man. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I love superhero stuff.
Yeah. No, I can tell. Before the next day, that night after Rachel tells Francesca how fucked up everyone frothing over the cake was, she FaceTimes with Vincenzo. Vincenzo.
I'm going away from you.
Yeah, and she says Vincenzo is her confidant and makes her feel better. But if you've been looking at the news lately or our Instagram or Twitter, you know that her and Vincenzo broke up. After all that, after all those Vincenzos, as she stared longingly at the same moon that he was looking at. She and Vincenzo are no longer together, oh. And you know what? She says it's for the best. It's for the best, but what can you do? I hate to see Rachel hurt. Well, anyway, whatever. Who cares? It's the next day. Rachel says she thinks Francesca's a super bully and fires someone because she is inept and doesn't know how to train someone and she sucks. And I'm like, hey, you know what, Rachel? You took the words right out of my mouth. I agree with you. Though Elizabeth wasn't great. Everyone is talking about how all the borders are shutting down for travel because of Corona. And Rachel asks to speak to Captain Lee, and she tells him that she's really struggling with service and Francesca. And he doesn't really give any information. He like doesn't, his answer, I don't know if it was edited down, but he's like, there's only 6 more days left, 2 charters. Okay. It's going to be hard to find someone to replace Elizabeth, but I'm going to try. So hopefully charter will get better and service will get better. And okay. Bye.
Yeah. This is a trick that a lot of men know about that, man, I guess women haven't figured out yet. What we do is we keep talking so long. We don't leave a moment of silence until we've left the room, and it just trails off and we go away. There's never any moment to interject. And then us men, we get a little time to ourselves.
Right. Well, Captain Lee definitely uses this technique because Rachel just walks away like, okay. And he literally says, he's like, Rachel and Francesca both really care about their jobs, but we have a bit of a shit sandwich and it's time to take a bite. To which I say, what? Mm. I'm sorry, what?
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Well, I don't even know because I didn't get the metaphor. Like, they're in a shit sandwich because you fired your stew
and
before
why does
you
he
could bring
bite
someone
it?
Else in.
If I had a I shit know. Sandwich, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd find a trash can.
Yeah. Oh, here's the thing. I would never have a shit sandwich.
Sure. Who would have given me this shit sandwich? Oh, I wouldn't have anyone like that in my life.
Subway? You would go to Subway. They're like, and you want the shit today? And I'm like,
no,
yes.
I ordered tuna. And they're like, sorry.
Well, okay. Rob is doing a lot of back talk to Izzy and she's getting very annoyed. She's getting real annoyed.
Oh, Rob sucked.
Rob started out so basic and then turned into like a little bitch.
Rob is a bad guy. He was like a nobody until this episode. He could have gone either way. I mean, he was too much of a shit to Izzy already for sure. But this last interaction, what a fucking dickhead,
that
dude.
That was weird.
I want to drown him in the ocean.
Nice. Well, Rachel, hell yeah, dog. Hell yeah, dog. I ain't afraid of that.
I ain't afraid of no drowns.
Rachel asks to meet with Francesca about service, and they talk openly about their issues. And Francesca asks Rachel not to take her anger out on her. And Rachel apologizes, low-key being fake, because she's like, look, certain people you can bark at, but that isn't Francesca, because I won't get the end result of what I need. So I'm going to try and communicate with her as clearly as possible, and we'll see how it goes.
Ugh.
And we'll see. But guess what? We won't see. We won't see, okay? Because these bitches ain't ever working together again. I'll tell you that now. I do hope they bring Rachel back in the future. But Francesca, look, honey, I could do with another Chief Stew, okay?
For real?
Yeah. I don't need another season with Francesca, to be honest with you. Would you take another season with Francesca? Because don't really need
I
one.
Don't. I want to be involved in the casting so much.
Okay. Yes.
I could think of, like, seasons of The Real World I would like to put in here. I could think of, like, former senators I would want to see working on. I want to I want to do where they flip and the billionaires have to pay to wait on the crew hand and foot.
I'd watch that.
Like, you go with the knowledge that there's going to be a big wheel. So you get to the Passerelle, they got a big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 8 different things it could land on. One of them is the crew gets your vacation and you got to serve them and you've signed the contracts. So you have to do this and you spin that.
It's a bit of like a roulette.
Mm-hmm.
It's like below deck roulette. You don't know what position you're going to get in.
Yeah.
You could end up as a chef. You could end up as a crew member or you could end up as a person who's just on vacay. I love that. I do love that.
Yeah. But then they reveal at the end that
should be like
it
a
was
challenge
the opposite
episode.
Of what you thought. And it was a 7/8 possibility of waiting on them hand and foot. And the whole season, they wait on them hand and foot.
Oh, nice. It's rigged.
And it's great.
It's rigged.
And then at the end, they steal all their money officially.
It's rigged then.
Well, everything's rigged.
Oh, okay. Well,
the whole game's rigged.
Captain Lee gets a text that
remember GameStop?
Ugh. No. Captain Lee gets a text that concerns him, and he gets all weird, and he's like looking out the window, and he's like,
and that's what he said, though.
Felt like they were implying he was sitting there thinking for like 2 hours. Like, he's just like, I don't know about this. This is not ideal. Let me tell you, I'm not a fan.
No.
And then he calls a meeting with the entire crew, and everyone is freaked out. Like, why the fuck is he calling a meeting, man? Why is he calling a meeting? That's like super weird. He doesn't just like call meetings. And he sits, he does the casual. Like,
is he going to ask us out?
Yeah. He does like a really cool, like, hey, kids, don't worry. I'm a cool teen like you, because he flips the chair backwards and sits on it. And he's like, hey, guys, I'm on your level. Can't you see this chair is backwards?
Yeah. And then he looks at James and he's like, what up, preppy?
What up, preppy? That actually happened.
Yeah.
Didn't put in my notes, but it did happen. Thank you for.
It's a Saved by the Bell reference there.
Never seen it. So Captain Lee tells everyone this is scary as hell and it's frustrating. But the last two charter guests have canceled and the season has ended. And there's nothing I can do, and that I don't like that I can't do anything because I'm the captain now, and I like to do things and I like to be in charge. But unfortunately, I really can't control this global pandemic, and that makes me angrier as goddamn hell. And honestly, it feels like I'm just dragging my dick through a goddamn pile of broken whiskey bottles on my goddamn. It's like out of control. I can't even pull my penis back up and into my pants because that's how little control I have in this goddamn pandemic, and it's time I go see my lovely bride.
Idea.
Hmm.
Captain Lee starts acting.
Oh, okay.
First off, he gets roles in like Sharknado type movies. It's fun to see him because a little cameo. But people start to take notice.
Oh.
I mean, he writes his own dialogue.
What?
Yeah. His own sayings. Everything's marketable.
Wow, okay.
He starts getting little plush dolls with Captain Lee sayings. Then, you know, people notice that his gravitas, he starts getting pulled in legit movies. I mean, like Spielberg, Soderbergh.
Whoa. He's starring opposite Tom Hanks?
Greenberg. Rewrites Greenberg.
Right, right. And he stars opposite Tom Hanks.
Yeah, in every one of them, they start to be like a buddy, like Woody and Mia.
Meryl Streep plays his love interest in like a something's gotta give type movie.
They probably get married for real.
No, 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 no. He would never do that.
Oh, he'd lose everything if he left his lovely bride.
That's absurd. He would maybe a threesome do that. So
maybe a foursome.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, let's not rule
maybe
it
a
out.
Sevensome.
Let's not rule it out.
Wow, that's crazy to think about.
If they
I
do,
mean, I'll never stop thinking.
If
about
they do
it.
An elevensome, that's the entire crew, basically.
Wow, two live crew.
Yeah. So Captain Lee's like, you'll all be leaving the next day. Don't worry, I'll cover you. I'll figure out your fucking travel, you losers. And Francesca's like, my family's not really well right now, and I don't really want to bring anything back into that situation. And I'm like, details. But of course she doesn't give any. So everyone's all shook.
Oh, what a bitch.
They're all shook, and they're calling their families to let them know they're coming home. And Rachel's crying because she can't see Vincenzo right away because she can't get into Italy or wherever, and she just wants to go home. And
yeah, well, she's never going to see him again.
Jesus. And so everyone's
Isn't
getting...
Isn't that... You sent me that.
Right, I know.
They didn't make it.
Dark. Yeah, I talked about it earlier. You didn't hear me?
Close that door.
Huh? Jesus. What is
Lyra.
This? Leave her alone. So,
all up in my business.
Oh, God. Shut up.
What are you doing? Do you guys need a guest for Deckheads? I'm like, stop trying to, you know, get on my shows.
Okay, I doubt it. She's probably like, wrap it up. This show sucks. And I don't disagree with her. But, I'm just joking. So basically everyone on the boat.
Wrong crowd.
It's you. You're my crowd. Everyone's like getting wasted and partying on the boat because it's their last night and they're all going to get coronavirus. And Captain Lee's all upset and they're like, do you want to celebrate? They're literally like, do you want a glass of champagne, Captain Lee, to like celebrate? And Captain Lee's like, I don't really feel like celebrating. And it's like, that makes sense.
Also, I got the good stuff in my cabin.
But it makes sense, like, what are you celebrating? You're all going home to, like...
We're still celebrating Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh, God. I mean, it feels like that, honestly.
Oh, God. Don't you remember what it was like, Anna? You can't judge them. Remember that first weekend? I partied all weekend.
What first weekend?
That first weekend of lockdown. When it wasn't such a big deal.
You partied like that,
when
all
we first
weekend?
Heard about it. Partied all fucking weekend.
Oh, Jesus, that's not good.
All weekend. Hardcore partying. Diplo played my house.
Okay, shut. Diplo, that's actually pretty cool. How come I didn't get invited?
I could only invite two people.
Aww.
Lyra and Cheetah.
And Diplo?
Yeah.
Man, I never get invited anywhere. So.
Next time.
Yeah, next time you have a COVID party.
You know what? I've never been anywhere you've invited me, so... I don't know if that says something or means anything.
You've never been anywhere I invited you. It sounds like you're just showing up to my invites.
You've never invited me anywhere.
Yes, I did. Remember when I had that huge COVID mansion party?
No.
Okay, well, that's on you for not showing up and getting COVID with me.
Well, I don't think you can complain that you never get invited anywhere when you don't invite other people to places.
Okay, well.
That's on you.
I don't have... anything in life, okay?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, exactly. I have nothing.
Okay.
And you want me to invite you to
nothing?
Okay,
well, I just needed it said out loud that I was not the problem.
Okay, you're
not. It's
no,
clearly
right.
Your own psychosis.
No, you're right. I'm unwell. It's fine. All right, so yeah, everyone's partying. They're celebrating COVID destroying the nation or the world. And it's just a shit show on the boat at this point. Everyone's like, woo! Yeah! Let's drink.
I mean, yeah.
I guess for your last hurrah.
Too. You're on a yacht. It's your last day. It's like you hate these people. What, do you want to hang out with them sober and really reminisce? No, you want to get drunk so they all shut up about what their feelings.
Yeah.
I would rather see like a little documentary about how they all got home.
Yeah,
did
actually,
that one
I am
idiot
curious. Like,
go to Canada or Australia?
I think he went to Australia. But also, I'm interested about, like, Rachel going back to New York. She was popping off in New York.
What do you mean?
Because New York got hit bad at the early beginnings of lockdown, and that's where she was headed. So I hope she was okay.
Well, it's fine. Nothing was so bad until this winter.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, don't try to rewrite history. I'm saying the deaths then were nothing
compared to the deaths this winter. Anyway, so they're learning that they have to self-isolate for 14 days when you go back to Australia. And that's when we learned that Rob had just moved to Australia a month ago and he just started setting things up there. And at this point, fuck you, Rob. You're terrible. All right.
Yeah, fuck you. Move into the ocean, idiot.
Well, I think he does. So it is the next day. Captain Lee's like, I woke up thinking everything was normal for a second, but now I really need to go home and be with my family. So the engineers will be taking the boat back to their owners. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's some like insight, because usually when we leave the show, he's still
on
the boat.
Oops, all engineers.
Yeah, he's still on the boat when we leave the show. But now they're like, hey, engineers, sorry, unfortunately, your lives don't matter as much. So you need to go deal with this.
Well, I believe that the engineers are usually locals.
Are they? It just feels like
yeah,
that.
You know
they're
how like when they're in Greece, they're all named Nico.
Right. They're always like, hi, I'm Calistoga. And that's Nico. Uh-huh. And that's Biko. And that's Tico. And we're like, hi, yeah, how are you? We'll never see you again.
A Biko, a Nico, come on, give us Rico, a Zico, a Kiko, a Kiko!
Oh. I hope Kiko's doing well. I hope he gets hired again. Don't RIP
I heard he became,
him.
I heard he became a COVID doctor.
I heard he became an oligarch.
Right. That's what he did. He went back to Putin and he helped poison Navalny.
Yeah. Such a direct reference. That's very specific. The fact that you know that makes me concerned that maybe you're working both sides, buddy.
Both sides?
Mm-hmm.
I've never worked either side in my life.
I know, it's clear. your behavior, your work ethic is.
Thank you.
Could you imagine you get hired to work as a spy on both sides and they're like, he's done nothing. Seems like he's just been chilling.
I think that probably happens a lot.
No!
You don't understand. I have been having sex with people every night, but it turns out they're not powerful. They are just the ones I find most attractive.
I think personally that spies are like the hardest working people.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten at Spies and Thighs?
Yeah, it's so yummy. Because you know what?
What's that?
They're like super chill. They're like hard workers. Great service.
Oh, yeah.
Great service.
Well, they got it. I mean, it's like people act like sitting in your car all night isn't work.
You know what? On that note, let's take a quick commercial break.
Why on that note?
I don't know. We'll be right back.
Explain yourself.
After this quick commercial break. Bye.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Nick has been sitting in his car this whole time. Turns out. So
I like sitting in my car.
There's no way. So everyone is packing up their stuff.
I mean, it's not my favorite thing, but I enjoy it. You've got everything you need there. Your air conditioning.
That's true, actually. Your
entertainment. Watch TV on your phone.
That's true. I'm not going to lie. That is pretty chill.
People always feel like, you know, they live in their houses or apartments are small. Uh-huh. But that's just up to you, man. You can always go sit in your car and watch TV. You know, let her calm down.
Oh, boy. Okay. A lot of this show has turned into how your relationship is going. You know that?
Yeah. Well, you know.
People write in.
Relationship goals.
People write in and they go, is he okay? And I have to say, you know, unfortunately, we're not allowed to comment at this time.
Right. We do get a lot of emails. You cross off the S in she and you pretend the emails are about me. Is he okay? Oh, sure. Yeah. Interesting spacing they used.
Is he okay? Then I don't respond. So, okay. Everyone's packing up their stuff and taking stuff out, or they're taking stuff they need, like from the boat, like wipes and hand sanitizer, because they know things are running out according to their families.
Wipes.
They're like, can I get my wipes and my hand sanitizer? That didn't work.
Can I my hand sanitizer?
Vincenzo, why? Izzy wants to talk to Rob about his behavior towards her before he leaves. And James texts him and gives him a heads up so he hides from her as long as possible. And then, before he does this weird shit, Rob says he's just going to go have some Rob time and he's just going to relax and surf and work on some papers for the geology side. And I'm like, there's no way you know how to write or read. But
you know what would have been funny?
Huh?
His only way around this conversation with Izzy, because you know how a lot of people wait till the end of the season to tell people that they had a crush on them?
Uh-huh.
He should have gone up and been like, Izzy, I just want to tell you, I've had a crush on you all.
Babe. And
then she'd have been like, I still hate you.
Mm-hmm. Which would have made sense, because why not? Like, they, Well, okay, so this is what Rob does. After being tipped off by James, he goes, as he's walking out, he goes, hey, Izzy, I've been meaning to talk to you. I'm sorry if I gave you a hard time at any point this season.
Jerk.
Like, what the fuck? That was weird. That was weird. Yeah,
and he's
weird.
Being very insincere.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
Yeah, and Izzy's like, he's trying to cover his ground, and he's like, I'm sorry, you totally deserve being a lead deckhand. And Izzy's like not impressed. And she's like, hi, I know you're not sincere. I know James tipped you off. You're a fucking weirdo. I hope you learn. You have no professionality, or whatever the fuck. Professionality is not a word. Whatever. She's like,
professionality.
She's like, you have nothing to offer and you're a fucking loser. And that's her like energy that she's giving off. But she basically goes like, you can't treat women like that. That was shitty. You need to grow up and become more mature. But her vibe is like, fuck you and fuck everything about you. And I hope your dick falls off. And he's like,
I love that she just deflected everything he said.
Well, it was
she's like,
so
none of that happened.
Insecure. I mean, no, not insecure. Excuse me. It was so insincere what he was saying. Like, it was obvious. He's like, oh, Izzy. Talking points. Hold on. I wrote some bullet points on my notes app.
Oh, he was doing it with a smile. He was making fun of her.
He was just being fucking whatever. And it was like, not chill. And she saw right through it and she called him out. And that was that. Then Rob leaves because Rob has to go like hide in the forest and find gold. Yeah. And then Ash's shady ass is leaving. And I don't really have much thoughts on her and her experience on the boat. So she can just walk right on off. Bye, Ash. Go back to Australia, you business owner. That was her whole thing. She's like, I'm a business owner. So on the after show last week, she said that.
Ashes? What's her business?
I don't know. She probably makes like incense. I fucking don't know. Last week when she was on with Elizabeth on the after show, she was like, Elizabeth, I just don't think yachting is your thing. And she's like, yeah, it's not like my end goal in life. And she's like, yeah, totally. Me either. Like, I'm a business owner. Like, I'm a boss. So like, I, you know, yachting is totally not my end goal either. So like, yeah. And it was just so weird. Like, it was so tense. I really didn't enjoy watching them like be a fucking awkward as fuck with each other and Ash being all fake as shit. Whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss no one. I'm not going to miss any person on this show.
I bet she makes like...
I know you're going to miss Rachel, but not me.
Jewelry.
She's toxic.
Rachel?
And I'm more of a hashtag free Britney.
Okay. So, Rachel...
Oh, oops, all Britneys. Oh, oops, all 90s pop stars.
That'd be great.
Pop star boat star. And then the last one alive gets their career back. It gets turned into a 16-year-old.
That's actually pretty chill. But I don't know if they would take that offer on because then you'd have to go through that life all over again. So Rachel's leaving and Captain Lee says she's brilliant at her job, but she's a real piece of work. But he would definitely work with her again because she proved herself. And Rachel's like, I have no regrets and I'm happy to get the fuck out of here.
I have no regrets.
Regrets. You know what No Regrets is from?
Yeah, that commercial.
No, that movie.
It's a commercial.
It's a movie.
It's a commercial.
It's a movie.
It's a commercial.
It's like Jennifer Aniston and Jason Sudeikis.
It's like a Geico
Sudeikis.
Commercial.
No, it's that guy.
You made that movie up. Is it called Shazam?
No, it's Jennifer Aniston. What's his Jason Sudeikis, I believe Emma Roberts.
Yeah. And then Bill Hader is like, why would I want to do dishes?
Oh, is that from the movie? It's called We're the Millers. That's right. So they're pretending to be a family. And then Emma Roberts' character has this boyfriend and he's like an idiot. And he has a tattoo that says no regrets on it. I don't know. Never forget.
Yeah. So that actually came out like the same time as that. I think it's like a Geico commercial.
Uh-huh.
Where a guy is same thing, he's getting a tattoo. He said, no regrets.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
It's the exact same joke. And they were like both in pop culture. It was like when there were two volcano movies at the same time. A popular touchstone.
Oh, I don't recall when these two volcano movies came out.
Dante's Peak and Volcano. Get your shit together.
Okay.
Ants and Bug's Life. It's one of these.
Oh, yeah. I remember Ants and Bug's Life.
Pop culture. No regrets swept the nation.
Well.
And then 1,000 comedians. So that was my joke. I did it on Twitter in 1976.
Well, Rachel says no regrets from her season. And then she leaves. She just gets the fuck out quick. And James is leaving. And he says, and Izzy's like, hey, I know you tipped Rob off. And that was a dick move. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so he leaves and he says he's happy to go home and go back to the gym and complain about the English weather and wind his parents up. And I'm like, you would still live at home. And Eddie says it's a goddamn miracle James didn't get fired, but he was great to work with. And then Izzy's leaving and she says this season is ending how she assumed sex would be with James. Abrupt and unsatisfying. And I was like, burn, bitch, burn.
Easy joke.
Well, I mean, she's God, a genius.
That structure is so fucking played out. Like, I'm not, as a comedian, I cannot give her credit for that joke structure.
That's fine. I think she's okay because she's got more followers than you, bitch.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. How many followers do you have?
Oh, no. About 100,000?
No, you don't. Hold on, let me look it up.
Well, then I lost some.
Oh my God, you have 12 followers and Izzy has 58.6K.
No.
Yeah.
No, how dare you? That was a secret.
No, I mean, what?
My public page is a secret.
No. Incorrect.
Code facts?
Almost. So, yes, Izzy's leaving. Francesca's leaving, and she gives Captain Lee a chamois that the entire crew signed because what is this fucking summer camp? And Captain Lee's like, I think Francesca nailed it. She had big shoes to fill, and, you know, she really stepped up. And I'm like, I don't agree.
Oh, he's going to eat his fucking words.
Francesca is not Kate, and I think we should all make that very clear. And then, yeah, so she leaves. And then Eddie's leaving, and Captain Lee promotes Eddie to first officer. Which low-key means he's never going to be on the show again. Because they don't have first officers on the show. Except for first season of Alex, and that guy just pissed Captain Lee off so much with his parlor takes. He's like, hey, you know, Captain Lee, the election, the fraud. Captain Lee was like, okay, I don't talk politics. But, yeah, I don't know. Isn't that weird?
You know what it means? You know what it probably means?
Huh.
New spinoff, Eddie, first officer.
Yeah. I bet they're trying to, like, set Eddie up to one day, like, be the new Captain Lee.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have to because Captain Lee is going to die in 40 or 50 years.
Yeah, and in 40 or 50 years, this show will still be on. And climate change will have totally not destroyed us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be wild. So Captain Lee's like, I'm really proud of Eddie, and he's who I wanted my son to turn out like if he had lived, which I was like, oh, my God, that is so devastating to hear because he does love Eddie. And he was just hoping his son would be like a first officer. Like, could you imagine if that had been like a totally different? God, I don't know, man. Captain Lee, he's raw this season. He is.
Are you okay?
Raw this season.
Yeah.
No, I'm
he's
not okay.
So fucking raw.
Well, Eddie's like, I feel honored. Captain Lee's my friend. I'd rather not be promoted by anyone but him. And I'm like, yeah, boy, get your. Get your stripes. Whatever. Good luck, Eddie. We'll never see you on the show again because they do not have first officers on, or you become a ghost crew member. Not yet. Captain Lee says, Captain Lee's leaving, and this is the first time we've ever seen Captain Lee pack up and leave the boat. He puts his cowboy boots on. He puts his shirt on that Marianne clearly picked out. And then he's
first
like,
first time I've ever seen him put his shirt on.
Real. And then Captain Lee's like, I started this season in the hospital, which I completely forgot about, by the way. He like hurt his
ribs. I stopped caring. Yeah.
And he's like, it started in the hospital and it didn't end well either. And this year was tough, but sometimes you have tough years, but that doesn't mean you toss in the towel because people depend on you. And he leaves the boat to go home. And that's where the episode ends.
Bye.
And it's time for
Boat Facts.
Boat Facts with Nikki T.
Right. So a special boat fact today is that this is the last episode of Decades.
Okay. Wow. I shouldn't have laughed like that. Okay. So unfortunately, guys, we are not able to continue to do this show anymore because we don't. Look, I got promoted at my job. I have to take on a new role, which is lessening my time. Nick's got shit going on.
I think it's clear from the way I talk about this show that I just can't talk about any more billionaires. I'm going to get shut down. I'm going to say something that's going to get me in a little hot water.
Yeah.
And the billionaires are going to come after me.
And then he won't get hired.
I'm the Alexei Navalny of America.
So here's the thing. Deckheads, the podcast is ending, but don't worry. I will be back next week for the reunion episode. And I'm going to tell you guys about a little spinoff that we're going to do of Deckheads.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
You're going to hear about Deckheads Chief Stews, next week, and I'll tell you all about it. So stay tuned. Listen to next week's episode to hear what's happening with Deckheads. It's going to be a spinoff, baby, Below Deck style.
Yeah. You know what they say? When God closes a door, pretty soon you're homeless and you don't have any more doors.
Well, not in this case, because Deckheads will continue in a different form. So just look out for that.
Well, what a ride it's been, Anna.
Oh, my God. We've done so much.
You were a big part of my 2020.
I know.
Which I'll always remember as the best year.
Yeah. Yeah. We spent almost every single day together. It was tough for both of us.
Yeah. Jesus. So what are we going to do? How are we going to get by on that little texting from my end?
Yeah. Just don't contact me any further, I guess I would say.
This is it for our friendship? Mm-hmm. Well, you're still going to invite me to your parties.
We'll see if I have any, because I, you know, you got to apparently.
Have you ever thrown a party?
Yes, back in the day. Not as of recent, obviously.
When's the last time you threw a party?
Ooh, maybe like 2 years ago.
I was expecting you to say 2007. So
No.
That's actually quite a. All right. Well, I'm going to tell my grandkids about this show. And maybe they'll listen to it and they'll wonder who crazy Aunt Anna is.
Yeah, I do hope to meet your kids one day. Because I still love Lyra. You know, you're cool. Yeah. So sorry about that, guys. Unfortunately, time is money, and another venture is paying me more. I'm so sorry to be that asshole, because I'm now going to be the millionaire that Nick hates. You know, someone has to take that role in his life. But please, again, check out the episode that drops next week for our special surprise spinoff information. It's going to be fun. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. You'll see. It's going to be something new. But yeah, we'll still be doing our thing. Just, I guess, follow us on Deckheads Pod on the socials for also more information on the secretive upcoming special spinoff. And also, you can follow me at Anna Hosnia. Nick is at Nick's Turner. So check out our other projects. Yeah. You know, we're always doing stuff. If you follow us on our socials, you can see what else we're up to.
If you want the most unfiltered, best version of Nick Turner, sign up for the Get Rich Nick Patreon.
There you go.
$5 a month. We do it every week. A lot of these Patreons, they say it once a week. They aren't doing that. Mm-mm. We really put a lot of work into there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you feel like I didn't put a lot of work into this.
It's tough.
I was doing it over there.
Yeah.
So see what I was doing while you guys were listening to this.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/GetRichNick.
Hell yeah. All right, guys.
I love you.
We're going to hop Good on night. This little boat for the last time, maybe. All right. See ya. Also, dude, sailing looks so good. All right. Here we go.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.